让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
才恩典的主，我们来到你面前。
Your gracious Lord, we come to you.
我们要向你祈求。
We pray to you.
你诞生成为我们的救主。
You were born as our Savior.
成为救世主。
As our Savior.
我们要为这世界的和平祈求。
We pray for the peace of the whole world.
愿这个世界能脱离战乱。
May the world be freed from the wars.
我们要为我们的社会祈求。
Pray for our society.
愿我们的社会充满平安。
May the peace be fill this society in full.
我们要为我们的家庭祈求。
Pray for our families.
愿我们的家庭充满和睦。
May harmony fill our families.
我们要为我们的心祈求。
Pray for our hearts.
求你赐给我们一颗平安的心。
May our hearts be filled with peace.
愿主耶稣你的诞生带给我们盼望。
May the birth of Jesus Christ bring the hopes to us.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。好，让我们跟我们左右的弟兄姐妹还有朋友一起来问一声圣诞节平安跟快乐啊。也祝大家圣诞平安。在圣经的历史，在圣诞节的历史上有一个很特殊的圣诞节。
In the history of Christmas, there's one special one.
那就是在1914年的圣诞节跟1915年的圣诞节。
That happened in the year of 1914 or 1915.
我们可能都知道，在1914年到1915年是第一次世界大战。
Maybe many of us know during the time of 1914 and 1915 was the time of World War I.
在圣诞节的时候，有一群士兵他们休战。
During the that Christmas time, a group of soldiers they actually conducted a truce.
我们都可能知道这个故事，但是很少少了解其中的细节。
You may.Have some idea of this story, but may not know all the details.
1914年在圣诞节的准备期间，民间就开始有些和平的倡议了。
During the preparation time for the Christmas 1914, there was some voice for the peace.
有101位英国的妇女联署签名了一封公开信给德国跟奥地利的妇女。
There's a public letter signed by 101 British women addressed to the country of Germany and Austria.
然后教宗也给交战的各国写出了一个正式的休战协定，呼吁休战。
At that time, the Pope also appealed to the warring governments to sign a formal armistice.
他恳求说，至少在天使歌咏之夜，让枪炮沉寂下来。
He implored them to let the guns fall silent, at least on the night when angels sang.
然而，各国政府都严正拒绝。
However, this appeal was rejected by all the governments.
1914年，首先是德军的阵营里面开始唱这个平安夜的诗歌。
On the Christmas Eve of 1914, it was actually the first German soldiers began to sing Silent Night.
然后英军回应。
And the British soldiers responded.
双方走出战壕，一起唱诗，交换礼物，埋葬死者。
The soldiers from both sides come out from their trenches. They sang the hymns together and buried the dead soldiers.
短暂的几个小时。战争的黑暗被平安打断。
During a few brief hours, the darkness of war was interrupted.
这些士兵遭到了长官的严厉批评。
However, those soldiers were punished by their officials.
1915年圣诞夜。
The next year on the Christmas Eve of 1915,
战士们自发来了一场足球比赛。
This time the soldiers spontaneously organized a soccer match.
我们为什么说圣诞会带来和平呢？
Why was there truce at Christmas?
因为和平之子耶稣基督诞生了。
Because it was the birth of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
即使是世界充满了战争，
Even though the world is still full of wars,
耶稣基督的降生让人类第一次看到了和平的曙光。
The birth of Jesus Christ let the human being see the light of peace for the first time.
圣诞节不是世界已经和平，而是和平已经来到世界。
The Christmas is not to celebrate that the peace has accomplished in this world, but the peace has come to this world.
问题是耶稣基督诞生为什么会给这个世界带来和平？
Now the question is, why can be...The birth of Jesus Christ to bring peace to the humanity.
它的意义究竟在哪里？
What does it mean?
首先，我们可以看到，从我们今天的经文里面，耶稣基督的诞生，他让幽暗变为荣耀。
First, we can see from today's scripture that Jesus Christ's birth turns darkness to glory.
我们来看今天的经文。
Let's first read the scripture today.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。
Chapter 9 verse 1. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past he humbled the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, but in the future,You will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan.
你必须了解经文的背景，你才能明白其中的真正含义。
You need to understand the background of the scripture so that you can grasp the profound meaning.
在经文的时代，有一个王名叫亚哈斯。
At that time, there was a king of Israel, actually a king of Judah. His name is Ahaz.
他不相信上帝，常常作恶，民众很苦。
He did not believe in God and often did evil things, and the people were falling into the sin and darkness.
上帝就兴起了亚述帝国。这个时候，西伯伦和拿弗他利地、加利利地都被亚述占领。
So God raised up the Assyrian Empire, and the region of Zebulun, Naphtali, and the Galilee mentioned here were all territories occupied by Assyria.
亚述帝国有一个习惯。
Assyrians have actually a habit.
他占领的地方，他又把当地的民众都迁到另外一个地方，然后把另外地方的民众迁到这里。
After they conquered and occupied some land, they would deport the local people to somewhere else.
所以这个时候，加利利地住的都是外邦人。
So the Galileans were now actually foreigners.
因此被称为外邦的加利利地。
Hence, it was called the Galilee of the Gentiles.
所以你看，国王的不信让百姓进入到黑暗当中，百姓受到奴役。
So the unbelieving king bring his people to the slavery.
似乎生命已经没有了盼望。
It looks like there's no hope at all in their lives.
但是第六节，婴儿的降生。
But in verse 6,There is a birth of an infant.
让这个痛苦必不见幽暗。
And will end the darkness and end the suffering.
无论是以色列人还是外邦人，他们都不见幽暗。
No matter is Israelites nor the Gentiles, they will not see the darkness anymore.
他们会看见上帝的荣耀。
They will see the glory of God.
因为加利利地已经被战火摧毁，如同乌克兰一样。
Even the land of Galilee has been devastated by war, just like the Ukraine today.
但是上帝让那里的人能够看到荣耀。
God let the people there see the glory.
这就像你坐火车穿过一个幽深的隧道。
Just like you are riding a train and passing through a tunnel.
忽然你看到前面有一点点的亮光。
All of a sudden, you see a glimmer of light in front of you.
因为黑暗终将过去。
And you will know the darkness will pass away.
光明必定来到。
And the light is coming to you.
耶稣基督的诞生就是那个一点点的亮光。
And the birth of Jesus Christ is that glimmer of light in your life.
我们看到我们人类在自己的败坏当中生活。
And we see that we live in our corrupted lives.
我们生活当中有疾病，有天灾，有战争，有死亡。
We have our lives are filled with disease, natural disasters, war, and death.
但随着主耶稣的降生，我们看到了一丝光明。
With the birth of Jesus Christ, and we can see a ray of light in the darkness.
上帝不会让你在死亡面前绝望。
God will not let you despair in the face of death.
耶稣基督的诞生会给你提供盼望。
The birth of Jesus Christ, He provided you with a hope.
不但如此，耶稣基督的诞生让百姓在黑暗中看见光明。
Not only that, Jesus' birth, that His people see light in darkness.
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
That's verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
我们有时候会问，人生的痛苦从哪里而来？
Sometimes we may ask, where those suffering come from?
有的时候我们会说，人生的痛苦是命运的安排。
We may say, it's determined by the fate.
有的人会说，人生的痛苦是因为这世界上还有许多坏人。
It's just sometimes we say the suffering was caused by just so many bad people in this world.
都是因为他们不好，所以我们有痛苦。
It's all their fault.
希特勒。
Hitler.
等等等等政治人物。
There's so many bad politicians.
都是因为他们不好。
It's all their fault.
但是按照圣经所说是不一样的。
Bible tells us a different story.
圣经说，所有人都犯了罪，罪的结果是痛苦和死亡。
Bible tells us all have sinned, and the result of sin is suffering and death.
原来世界上的苦难不是某些人造成的。
So it turns out that the suffering in this world is not caused by some people,
而是所有人造成的。
But by all people.
约翰福音的一章到三章中，你常常看。到光明和圣洁在一起，黑暗和罪恶放在一起。
In John chapter 1 to chapter 3, we can see that the light and the holiness are often placed together as our darkness and the sin.
你看到百姓在黑暗中行走。
You see, when the people walk in darkness,
百姓在罪恶当中行走。
It means they live and act in sin.
我们常常都会说我对着对我做事对得住自己的良心。
We often say that we live with our conscience.
如果每一个人都凭良心做事，那良心的标准在哪里呢？
So if everyone does the things according to their own conscience, what is the standard for conscience?
你的良心恐怕不是别人的良心。
Your conscience may not be the same as other people's conscience.
那么完美的良心又是什么呢？
So, what is the perfect conscience?
圣经说你们要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱住你的神，其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
The Bible says, it is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以人的痛苦和死亡是因为我们没有完全爱神，完全爱人。
Therefore, human sufferings and the death exist because we have not completely loved God and also completely loved others.
你的痛苦是因为没有人完全爱你。
Your suffering, the death, also comes from the fact that no one has been able to completely love you.
但是耶稣基督他来到世上，让我们看见光明。
But the birth of Jesus Christ let us see the light.
因为他完全的爱了你。
Because he loved us in a complete way.
他愿意为你死在十字架上。
He's willing to die on the cross for you.
约翰福音八章十二节这样说，耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光。
In John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows me will never walk.
必得着生命的光。
Will have the light of life.
诗篇二十七篇一节说，耶和华是我的亮光，我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？
Psalm 27, verse 1 says, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
本来罪的死亡和这些黑暗当中啊，我们是会惧怕的，没有盼望的。
Originally, we might be afraid and fear in the darkness and the sin.
但是当耶稣的光照在你的心里面的时候，
But when the light shone in our hearts,
你在你幽深的隧道当中就看到了一丝光明。
Now you see a glimmer of light, a ray of light in the dark, in the darkness of the tunnel.
第三，耶稣的诞生让你的忧愁啊能够变为喜乐。
Third, Jesus Christ's birth turns sorrow into joy.
你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，好像人分掳物那样快乐。
Verse 3, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder.
你知道人生的苦难一定会带来忧愁的。
You know, the people who are suffering are certainly filled with sorrow.
它的原因是我们可能会有财产的损失，健康的损失，各样的损失。
The reason is you are constantly losing possessions and also very extremely heavy burdens.
当你为这些担忧的时候，你就背负着极重的重担。
When you're worried too much on this, you're bearing a very heavy burden.
你看到这个经文的背景，这个以色列人他们一定在外邦的地，在那里受苦。
In the background history time of this passage, the Israelites, they were suffering a lot in a foreign land.
家中可能有伤亡。
The problems in many casualties in their families.
就如同我们在中国抗日战争当中，中国的总伤亡，你知道达到3500万。
This is like in the World War II, in the China's war of resistance against Japan, where China's total casualties reaches 35 million people.
人们在痛苦中怎么能有喜乐呢？
How can people rejoice in the midst of such suffering?
但是耶稣基督的诞生是一个好消息。
The birth of Jesus Christ brings us a great news.
他能够加增人的喜乐。
Increase our joy.
不是人口减少，而是人口增加。
It's not population decrease, but increase.
不是饥荒，而是丰收。
Not famine, but harvest.
不是被掳，而是得胜。
Not captivity, but victory.
我们在我们人生当中的痛苦忧愁，要在耶稣基督天国丰丰富富的祝福里面变为喜乐。
So, the pain, the sorrow in our current lives will be transformed into joy through the abundant blessings through Jesus Christ.
我们要问，你说耶稣基督他诞生能让幽暗变为荣耀，让黑暗中得见光明，让忧愁变为喜乐。那他能做什么让我们能有这样子的变化？
We may ask how Jesus Christ can turn this around.
所以第一点，你看到耶稣基督降生以后，他将要战胜仇敌，让我们从枷锁当中得到释放和自由。
So first of his birth, Jesus Christ will defeat enemy and redeem us from our chains to freedom.
他在经文里面给出了一个原因。
In the scripture, it gave us the first reason.
因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。
That's verse 4. For the yoke of his burden, the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken on the day of Midian.
你要知道，你人生当中之所以有重担，肩头上之所以有棍杖。
You know, the reason we have burden in life, the reason there is a rod on our shoulders,
那是因为 魔鬼的奴役跟我们里面的罪。
It's because of the slavery and the devil and the slavery of sin within us.
你想，我们夫妻之间有的时候为什么心情会那么沉重
？Why do we sometimes feel so heavy-hearted in our marriages?
有的时候好像有块大石头压在心里面一样。
As if a huge stone is pressing us down.
是因为我们没有爱人如己。
Because we have not loved others as ourselves.
你没有爱你的配偶如同爱你自己。
You are not loving your spouse as much as you are loving yourself.
而且你知道，魔鬼会告诉你另外一种方法。
And also, actually, the devil will teach you or tell you the other way.
他说你一定要保护自己。
He was asking you to protect yourself.
在被指责的时候，你一定要为自己辩护。
When you are accused, you should defend yourself.
这样，我们就彼此互相揭伤疤。
So we expose our wounds from each other.
并且这样的战争是有后果的，争斗。
But the result of such fighting brings a consequence.
让我们觉得好像被棍棒打了一样。
The consequence is make us feel as if we were struck with a rod.
在这背后都有属灵的作为。
So there is a spiritual battle behind this.
以弗所书二章二节这样告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, it says,
你们死在罪恶过犯之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。所以从前我们从前也在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着心中的喜好去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 to 3 says, And you are dead in the trespasses and the sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whomWe all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
你看我们会这么做，首先是魔鬼在掌权。
So it's first the power of devil make us do it.
第二个呢，是我们心里面随着自己心里面喜好去行。
The second is we follow our own desires.
因此你知道，我们实际上并不自由。
So you can see we're not free at all.
我们是在爱自己的枷锁当中。
We are in the chain of the bondage of loving ourselves.
但是耶稣基督他为你死在十字架上的时候，你就不会再那么爱自己了。
But when Jesus died on the cross and died for us, we shall not love ourselves so much anymore.
他如果赐给你了永生，那你还怕什么？
But when God already gave you the eternal life, what are you afraid of?
面对批评，你就可以坦然面对了。
Facing the criticism, you should be with no struggle.
因为你不怕损失。
Because you have no fear of losing.
因为你已经有了最好的。
Because you already have the best.
第二呢，耶稣能够战胜魔鬼和我们里面的罪，是以和平的方式完成的。
Second, Jesus Christ defeats the enemy through peace.
我们看经文，战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在雪中的衣服，都必可做可烧的，当作火柴。
In verse 5, it says, Every warrior's boot used in a battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
你看到我们在人世间是以争斗还争斗，以战争还战争。
In our lives is tooth for tooth, eye for eye.
但是在这里说，那是乱杀。
Here it says the battle.
雪中的衣服代表残酷战争的后果。
The garments rolled in blood represent the cruel consequences of the war.
你想想，如果有一位上帝，他创造了我们。
Think about it. If there is a God who created this beautiful world and us.
他赐给你这么美好的智慧。
And give us such a wonderful wisdom.
他的意思是让我们很好的管理这个世界。
His meaning is let us to manage this world in a good way.
但我们却说，没有竞争，没有进步。
But we actually say there's no progress, there's no competition.
我们要争斗。
We have to fight.
我们要战争。
We have to wage a war.
我们要乱杀。
We have to kill each other.
我们看到最近的柬埔战争，你知道为了什么吗？
We see the war, recent war about Cambodia and Thailand.
是为了4.6平方公里的在古庙那4.6平方公里的一个土地。
They fought with each other only for a 4.6 square kilometer ancient temple.
射火箭炮，飞机轰炸。
They fired missiles and used the combat flights to fight with each other.
当然，你知道在战争之前必须做仇恨跟爱国动员。
Of course, before any war, there must be propaganda, hatred, and patriotism.
领土一分不可丧失。
Such as, not one inch of the territory can be lost.
我们看到我们的生活就是以牙还牙的。
You see, in our lives, we live in the principle of fight eye for eye, teeth for teeth.
我侵略你是因为你是纳粹。
I invade you because you're a Nazi.
这是俄罗斯所说的。
This is what the Russian said.
日本侵略中国是因为要建立大东亚共荣。
In World War II, the Japanese invaded China with a claim that they want to create a Greater East Asia co-prosperity sphere.
因为日本侵略中国，所以我们现在理所应当的应该仇日。
Because of what happened like more than half a century ago, we have the reason to hate Japanese.
你知道在美国也有同样的吗？
Do you know there's something similar happened also in United States?
在中国是仇日，在美国是仇白。
In China, it's the hatred toward against the Japanese, but in U.S. is the hatred against the white people.
我有时候问那高中生、大学生啊，我说。这个你们觉得现在是不是做白人就是一种这个什么就不如别人就总是他错。
There was one time I was asking some high school or college students, is that a fault to be a white?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
They responded like this.
说谁让他们的祖先奴役黑人呢？
Who let their ancestors, the ancestors of the white people,put the black people in slavery.
女性主义也是如此啊。
Feminists have similar views.
谁让那么男的奴役我们女的这么久呢？
You know, who let those the men put the women slavery for hundreds of years?
你看到人所带来的就是互相竞争跟斗争。
As you can see from people's view of point, we.Ended up with fight with each other.
你说我们人类这样子生活，将来如果来到创造我们的上帝面前，该如何审判呢？
If we continue to live in this way, how can we face God, the creator of the whole universe and ourselves?
但是感谢神，耶稣基督诞生了。
But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ was born.
他带来了和平的曙光。
He brought the glimmer of the light from the peace.
为什么说是和平曙光呢？
Why is the dawn of the peace?
你知道我们这么得罪上帝。
We so offended God.
上帝差遣他的独生爱子降世为人。
God still sent his only son, only begotten son, to this world.
为什么要降世为人？
Why he took a human body?
为了要拯救你脱离你的罪恶。
To save you from your sins.
为了要赐给你永生。
To give you eternal life.
为了要给这个世界带来和平。
To bring peace to this corrupted world.
他不是你得罪了我， 我要惩罚你。
It doesn't work that way. Like if you offended me, I will punish you.
这个可是个很大的工作。
This is a big work.
为什么耶稣能够完成呢？
But why Jesus Christ can do this?
为什么他能击败魔鬼，战胜我们的罪？
How he could conquer the devil and also overcome our sins?
第六、第七节讲得很清楚。
Verse 6 and 7, it says very clearly.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头，他的名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权和平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚立，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Verse 6 to 7 said,For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
你知道这是很奇妙的一节经文。
You see, this is a wonderful scripture.
因为这是耶稣诞生之前七百年写的。
Because this was written like 700 years before the birth of Jesus.
他就预言将来有一个婴孩。
It prophesies that there will be a baby.
他是为你而生的。
He was born for you.
为什么他能完成这样子的事情？因为他是奇妙策士。
How and why he could accomplish this? Because he is the wonderful counselor.
奇妙策士就是他能够引导安慰你。
The title of the wonderful counselor means he could lead and guide you.
就如同你在大学里面你不会选课，你有个 counselor 给你选课一样，有一个辅导给你选课。
Just like you're in high school or college, if you have difficulties selecting courses, you will have a counselor to help you.
所以他会安慰你的。
He will comfort you.
而且他能够做到，因为他是全能的上帝。
He could do it because he is the Almighty God.
耶稣之所以能够带领我们，是因为上帝诞生了，来到人间了。
Jesus Christ could lead us because he is God and he took the birth of a baby to come to the earth.
他有能力来保守你。
He has the ability to protect you.
他愿意保守你，因为他是永在的父。
He's willing to protect you and preserve you because he is everlasting Father.
你跟他不是没有关系的。
There's a relationship between you and him.
你是他的儿女，所以作为父亲，他必定保守他的儿女。而且他是和平的君王。在我们的焦虑当中、恐惧当中、争斗当中、苦难当中、压力当中，他能给你带来和平。
Within our life's insecurity.Anxiety, fear, conflict, the suffering, and the pressure, he will bring us the peace.
所以你知道我们前面不是灭亡。
So we know it's not destruction in front of us.
不是你死了以后你就完全消失了。
It's total disappearing.
没有任何的盼望了。
There's no hope at all.
在你前面是一个美好的国家，比美国还美。
Instead, in front of you is a wonderful and a beautiful country in front, actually better than the country we are currently living in.
因为那里有真正的公平跟公正。
Because in there will be the true justice and the peace.
而上帝自己会成就这事。
And God himself will accomplish this.
在这个圣诞节里面，我们庆祝的不是圣诞老人，不是雪橇车，也不是礼物。
Our Christmas is not to celebrate those worldly things like Santa Claus, sleighs, or gifts and feasts.
而是真正的圣诞节。
But the true Christmas.
就是在普世的黑暗当中，上帝赐下了他的独生爱子。
It's in the midst of the universe darkness, God sent His only beloved Son.
让他成为人，好让他在我们这些不配的人身上成就美好的拯救。
So He became a human so that He might die on the cross for unworthy sinners like you and me, so that we can receive eternal peace and life.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's
pray together. 慈爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Your Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks and praise.
求你让我们真正明白圣诞的含义。
We pray you help us to truly understand the meaning of Christmas.
让我们知道这个世界上没有绝望。
So that we know there's no desperation in this life, in this world.
因为你的降生带给我们盼望。你必拯救我们脱离黑暗进入光明。主啊，求你开我们的眼睛，让我们看见光明。祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。